At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Gen Z 3 Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. Ascendant in First House, Taurus in Rohini Nakshatra. Second Pada, Navamsha Taurus, First House. Natal Chart Expression, Outer Self. With the Ascendant in Taurus, Sarah's external identity is built around stability, sensual refinement, and resource consciousness. Taurus imparts a calm, grounded, and enduring presence, one that values comfort, reliability, and aesthetic harmony. The Rohini Nakshatra adds further depth to this, known for its creative fertility, beauty, and magnetic appeal. Rohini is ruled by the moon, giving her a soft, nurturing, and emotionally perceptive outward demeanor, often with a subtle undercurrent of sensual pride and possessiveness. The second pada of Rohini, mapping to Taurus Navamsha, solidifies the fixity of this placement. Both natal and Navamsha signs are Taurus. This creates a strong consistency between her external behavior and internal self-image. There's an emphasis on preservation, accumulation of wealth, relationships, and experiences, and deeply valuing what she claims as her own, whether that be family, values, or tangible possessions. While this alignment creates emotional and behavioral consistency, it also has a karmic pattern. The desire to preserve can evolve into resistance to change. Sarah may appear soft and nurturing, but she is extremely fixed in her opinions, tastes, and emotional investments. The Rohini second pada is known for entitlement without action. The person expects loyalty, affection, or abundance, but may hesitate to make necessary sacrifices or changes when comfort is threatened. Navamsha placement, Taurus in first house, inner self. Internally, Sarah sees herself exactly as she projects, as someone who must feel secure, valued, and sensually grounded. The Taurus Navamsha in the first house reinforces the need to build and hold on to tangible achievements, affection, and a visually or emotionally pleasing reality. However, the Rohini Nakshatra adds karmic responsibilities around food, motherhood, and emotional trust. In both physical and emotional planes, there may be an overemphasis on control. She seeks predictability, and anything that threatens her sense of safety, emotional, financial, or relational, can trigger deep resistance. The second pada often brings comfort early in life, but karmically challenges the native to learn generosity without insecurity. Integration, material harmony versus fear of change. Outward style, Taurus Rohini second pada. Soft-spoken, aesthetically refined, emotionally nurturing, but possessive. She likely embodies the Venusian archetype of grace and sensual intelligence. Inward style, Taurus Navamsha, reinforces the external identity. Internally values security, emotional loyalty, and sensory richness, but can silently become emotionally rigid, even passive-aggressive, when these values are threatened. Core conflict. The very desire to build and maintain beauty, peace, and comfort can become the trap. Sarah may cling to people, beliefs, or comforts, even when they no longer serve her evolution, and may reject uncomfortable truths or necessary transitions. The inner and outer world mirror each other so tightly that disruptions feel threatening rather than liberating. Karmic implication of Rohini, second pada. There's a karmic inheritance of wealth, nourishment, and emotional indulgence. However, the test lies in using these blessings to nurture others, not just accumulate for the self. The karmic correction comes when Sarah learns to let go of possessiveness, and instead of hoarding love or security, becomes a channel of graceful generosity. Summary of First House Synthesis. Sarah's chart speaks of embodied grace with karmic expectations of stewardship. Her journey is not just to experience beauty or luxury, but to serve as a container of nourishment for others, emotionally, materially, and aesthetically. The consistency between her natal and Navamsha ascendant suggests that she doesn't wear masks. What you see is what she feels. Yet, it is in the fine balance between holding and releasing that her soul's evolution will unfold. When she learns that letting go of what she has does not equate to losing who she is, she will step into her most radiant form, gracious, secure, and spiritually abundant. Fourth house, Leo in Purva Falguni Nakshatra planet placed, Rahu in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, first pada, Navamsha Leo, fourth house. Natal chart expression, emotional foundation, inner security, and roots. The fourth house represents Sarah's emotional base, private life, connection to her mother, ancestral home, and her deep-rooted sense of security. With Leo ruling this house, Sarah's emotional identity is built around pride, recognition, legacy, and a strong moral compass. There is a need to be admired and honored within her family or home, and she likely projects authority, dignity, or even drama in private environments. Purva Falguni Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, brings pleasure-seeking, creative, and sensual energy to this emotional core. It emphasizes emotional indulgence, beauty in the home, and a need to be loved and appreciated for one's emotional contributions. However, the presence of Rahu in this nakshatra, particularly in the first pada, Leo Navamsha, complicates this picture. Rahu here acts like a magnifying lens, distorting and amplifying the Venus-Leo themes of self-worth, admiration, and indulgence. In the first pada, which maps back to Leo and Navamsha, the loop between external validation and internal emotional security becomes intensified. There is an insatiable hunger to be recognized within private spaces, whether by parents, partners, or close emotional companions. Sarah may have grown up in an environment where ego battles, status consciousness, or emotional conditionality dominated the household. The maternal figure could either be overly dominant or absent, forcing Sarah to strive for emotional acknowledgement that was inconsistently given. This can create deep emotional insecurity masked by performative confidence at home. Navamsha placement, Leo in fourth house, inner emotional self. The Leo Navamsha fourth house placement repeats the natal placement, showing an internal consistency. What she emotionally projects is what she deeply feels. But because Rahu is involved, there's no contentment. She may feel like she must constantly earn her emotional safety or act in ways that exaggerate her emotional competence or domestic authority just to feel secure. This results in a personality that appears confident and charismatic at home, but may actually be emotionally fragile, validation-seeking, and struggling to feel enough. There may be hidden envy or competition with siblings or maternal figures for attention or love. A tendency to project dominance in private but feel emotionally exiled internally is likely. Integration, glowing shell versus insecure core outward style. Glamorous, proud, and commanding in domestic spaces. Appears emotionally self-assured, wants admiration and loyalty at home, and often curates a beautiful or attention-grabbing domestic space. Inward style, Leo Navamsha. Strong desire to live with integrity and inner royalty, but Rahu makes this feel unreachable. There's internal insecurity masked by external regality. The heart is often in self-doubt, seeking constant applause to feel emotionally seen. Core conflict. Rahu's placement here creates a rift between authentic emotional nourishment and fabricated emotional image. Sarah may feel like she must perform peace or perform love at home rather than actually experiencing it. The desire to control her environment stems from a fear of emotional betrayal or neglect. Karmic implication of Rahu in Purva Falguni. First pada. This is a karmic pattern of emotional entitlement and performance. In past lives, Sarah may have used her emotional or social charm for selfish gain or manipulated her role in the family for dominance. In this life, the lesson is to earn emotional security through self-honesty, not showmanship. Healing comes when she stops chasing applause and starts nurturing her own emotional world with quiet, private dignity. Summary of fourth house synthesis. Sarah's fourth house is gloriously intense, yet emotionally precarious. Rahu in Purva Falguni makes the inner world hungry for validation, glamour, and control, but Leo's deeper need is noble emotional leadership. Her soul's task is to transform her emotional life from a theater of admiration into a sanctuary of truth. When she can emotionally affirm herself without needing others' attention, she'll experience a home within her heart. Immovable, radiant, and real. Ninth house. Capricorn in Dhanishta Nakshatra planet placed. Moon in Dhanishta Nakshatra. First pada, Navamsha Cancer, seventh house. Natal chart expression, higher wisdom, belief systems, father, and fortune. The ninth house governs Sarah's relationship to truth, destiny, spiritual wisdom, long-distance travel, and her philosophical approach to life. Capricorn in the ninth house grounds her belief system in structure, realism, and earned authority. She doesn't accept blind faith. Her understanding of Dharma comes through effort, hardship, and proof. While others may inherit belief systems, Sarah builds hers from experience, often after disillusionment or emotional detachment from inherited values. With the moon placed here in Dhanishta Nakshatra's first pada, the emotional body is deeply entangled with themes of status, ambition, and karmic duty. Dhanishta, ruled by Mars, carries themes of rhythm, mastery, and resource alignment. But in Capricorn, especially its first pada, it becomes emotionally reserved, calculating, and ambitious. The moon here feels unsafe expressing vulnerability unless it's productive or socially acceptable. This combination often points to a strained relationship with the father or mentors, where emotional needs were not met unless tied to achievement or responsibility. Sarah may have learned early on that love or emotional recognition must be earned through performance or stoic reliability. The moon in Capricorn in the ninth house becomes a seeker of external recognition for internal worth, a pattern often reinforced by institutional or paternal authority. Navamsha placement. Cancer in seventh house, inner self of belief. Moon's Navamsha placement in Cancer, its own sign, indicates that deep within, Sarah craves emotional safety, nurturing, and heartfelt connection in her belief systems and intimate one-on-one dynamics. While the outer Capricorn moon projects emotional control and compliance with social norms, the inner Cancer moon wants trust, emotional reciprocity, and shared security, especially in committed relationships and spiritual partnerships, seventh house. This reveals a conflict between stoic exterior beliefs and tender inner faith. She may act reserved or logical in public philosophy, but yearns privately for faith that feels safe, intuitive, and maternal. Her spiritual journey is about reconciling these two worlds, moving from duty-bound knowledge to emotionally resonant wisdom. Sa, integration, dutiful faith versus emotional trust. Capricorn's Dhanishta moon pursues belief systems that are structured, proven, and socially functional, often emotionally cut off from spiritual vulnerability. The outer life of faith is practical, achievement-driven, and tradition-bound. Inward style, Cancer Navamsha, deep emotional longing for spiritual intimacy. Internally believes that true dharma involves nurturing, not conquest. Needs emotional reciprocity in belief structures. Faith must feel like family. Core conflict. Outwardly, Sarah follows paths of authority and discipline in spiritual or philosophical pursuits, but internally, she yearns for softness and safety. She may distrust her own emotional insights because of early lessons that prioritize logic over feeling. As a result, her beliefs may seem firm, but her inner self questions whether they are truly hers or simply adopted to avoid emotional rejection. Karmic implication of moon in Dhanishta first pada. This is a moon trained to suppress its rhythm for the sake of structure. In past lives, Sarah may have ignored or overridden emotional truth in favor of rigid belief systems or patriarchal values. In this life, her dharma is to restore emotional rhythm in her path of growth, listening to the song of the heart, not just the drum of duty. Summary of Ninth House Synthesis. Sarah's ninth house journey is one of reclaiming sacred emotional truth from beneath institutional and ancestral expectations. Her outer quest for mastery and validation must eventually yield to her inner longing for connection, nurture, and intuitive trust. The Capricorn moon makes her emotionally dignified and responsible in public faith, but healing and fortune arrive when she lets the Cancerian moon within her weep, feel, and believe, not because it's expected, but because it resonates. Her highest wisdom comes not from structure alone, but from allowing the softness of truth to guide her home. 10th house, Aquarius in Purva Bhadrapada nakshatra planets placed, Venus in Purva Bhadrapada, first pada, Navamsha Aries, 12th house, Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada, second pada, Navamsha Taurus, first house, Ketu in Shatabisha, third pada, Navamsha Aquarius, 10th house. Natal chart expression, career, public life, karma, and status. The 10th house represents Sarah's outer work, public role, and karmic obligations to society. With Aquarius here, she is drawn toward progressive, reform-driven, and humanitarian career paths, or alternately, careers that seem detached but systemically important, technology, research, governance, or strategy. Aquarius as a sign is impersonal, intelligent, and future-focused, but emotionally aloof. The public image is therefore that of someone unique, ahead of her time, and unconcerned with approval, even if internally, the opposite may be true. Two contrasting nakshatras occupy this space. Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by a two-faced figure, is intense, transformative, and idealistic with a sharp edge. Shatabhisha, ruled by Rahu, brings themes of secrecy, healing, rebellion, and karmic detachment. Let's examine the three planetary placements shaping Sarah's public karma. Venus in Purva Bhadrapada, first pada, Navamsa Aries, 12th house. Venus governs relationships, creativity, beauty, and values. In the 10th house, it suggests public roles that involve aesthetic sensibility, design, diplomacy, financial insight, or social curation. But in Purva Bhadrapada, Venus is forced to choose between pleasure and principle. It becomes a planet torn between idealism and indulgence. The first pada mapping to Aries Navamsa 12th house shows an inner self that is impulsive, independent, and emotionally isolated in expression, especially in love and creativity. In public, Sarah may appear charming, refined, or sociable, but internally, she may sabotage softness by hiding in independence or emotional escape, 12th house Aries. This Venus suggests that public recognition may come from Venusian fields, art, design, media, finance, but she may struggle with internal restlessness, escapism, or boundary issues in those very areas. There may also be themes of unreciprocated admiration or covert love dynamics in the workplace. Karmic note, Venus here carries the wound of suppressed desire. Public karma demands reconciling beauty with sacrifice. She must learn to create without craving validation and love without needing escape. Jupiter in Purva Bhadrapada, second pada, Navamsa Taurus, first house. Jupiter brings dharma, ethics, knowledge, and expansion. In the 10th house, it confers status, respect, teaching authority, or advisory roles. But in Purva Bhadrapada, it takes on a more idealistic and even revolutionary tone. The second pada mapping to Taurus Navamsa, first house, means this Jupiter directly colors her identity and self-expression. This is an exalted alignment in intent. Sarah's soul craves a principled public role where values, ethics, and long-term benefit guide action. She may be drawn to institutions, law, education, or public welfare domains. Internally, she holds strong values and sees herself as someone who must embody wisdom and beauty, Taurus in first. However, this can also make her overly idealistic or rigid about right and wrong. She might struggle to tolerate moral ambiguity in public roles or expect too much from authority figures. Jupiter here must learn to balance idealism with practicality and embody grounded leadership rather than preach it. Karmic note, Jupiter brings ancestral dharma into her career. The soul path is to lead with integrity, but not arrogance. Her career is blessed when aligned with service, teaching, and ethical systems. Ketu in Shatabhisa, third pada, Navamsa Aquarius, 10th house. Ketu in the 10th house represents past life mastery of public roles, but also a disinterest or detachment from worldly status in this life. In Shatabhisa, a Rahu-ruled nakshatra concerned with hidden healing, Sarah's Ketu becomes an agent of secrecy, rebellion, and nonconformist public karma. The third pada mapping to Aquarius Navamsa, 10th house again, doubles down on detachment and uniqueness. She may appear dutiful or professional, but inwardly she rejects societal expectations, especially around recognition or reward. She might hide her ambition or work for causes where credit is not the goal, or she may quietly dissolve outdated structures through invisible labor. Ketu here can also indicate disillusionment with public systems, corporate, governmental, or institutional. She may change careers multiple times, avoid promotion politics, or serve as a behind-the-scenes reformer. Karmic note, Ketu brings spiritual closure to past public roles. Sarah is not meant to chase fame, but to dissolve her ego through silent, transformative work. When she embraces anonymity as power, her true impact unfolds. Integration, idealism, detachment, and public grace Venus, Aries Navamsa, outwardly alluring and socially skilled, inwardly impulsive, withdrawn, or emotionally burnt out, must balance pleasure and purpose. Jupiter, Taurus Navamsa, public teacher or guide who wants to live her values, strong potential for visible authority, if grounded. Ketu, Aquarius Navamsa, the ghost in the machine. Public karma lies in service without spotlight. The soul dissolves ego through institutional deconstruction. Core conflict. Sarah seeks to be seen, Venus, heard, Jupiter, and ignored, Ketu, all at once. She oscillates between wanting artistic recognition, holding strong moral standards, and detaching from public validation altogether. This creates a push-pull between ambition and renunciation, pleasure and discipline, visibility and anonymity. Karmic implication of 10th house trio. These placements speak of a soul that has done the public game before, Ketu, and must now balance beauty, Venus, wisdom, Jupiter, and surrender, Ketu. Past lives may have involved abuse of authority or indulgence in status. Now she is here to lead quietly, create with conscience, and serve without needing to be seen. Summary of 10th house synthesis. Sarah's career path is multi-layered and karmically potent. With Venus, Jupiter, and Ketu aligned in nakshatras of intensity and transformation, her public identity is meant to bridge beauty, justice, and inner renunciation. She's not here for applause, but for alignment. When she stops striving to be recognized and instead anchors her career in service, artistry, and silent integrity, her true stature emerges, commanding, unshakable, and spiritually resonant. 11th house, Pisces in Uttara Bhadrapada nakshatra, planet placed, Mercury in Uttara Bhadrapada, 4th pada, Navamsha Scorpio, 7th house. Natal chart expression, gains, networks, aspirations, and social influence. The 11th house is the domain of long-term aspirations, social alliances, wealth accumulated from one's karma, and the types of people who support or accompany one's journey. With Pisces ruling this house, Sarah's vision of gains and social participation is shaped by imagination, compassion, spiritual yearning, and at times, idealistic or escapist tendencies. She is drawn toward inspired causes, emotionally rich communities, and fluid, non-transactional alliances, though this fluidity often blurs boundaries between self and social obligations. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the back legs of a funeral cot, is a deep and introspective lunar mansion that signifies the wisdom of restraint, ancestral service, and silent endurance. The presence of Mercury here, especially in the fourth pada, mapping to Scorpio Navamsha, adds layers of complexity around communication, community role, and mental patterns of seeking validation through deep, transformational connections. Mercury in Uttara Bhadrapada, 4th pada, Navamsha Scorpio, 7th house. Mercury is the planet of speech, intellect, analysis, and adaptability. In the 11th house, it usually brings clever social engagement, versatile networking, and the ability to articulate one's ideas in ways that attract supporters, collaborators, and patrons. But in Pisces, Mercury is debilitated, indicating that its logic is overwhelmed by feelings, intuition, or fantasy. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Mercury becomes contemplative, restrained, and deeply psychological, often more inward than expressive. The fourth pada maps to Scorpio Navamsha, 7th house, revealing a private, intense, and transformative inner communication style that plays out through intimate or contractual relationships. This suggests Sarah may attract emotionally intense or secretive partnerships within her social circle. She's likely to form bonds that carry karmic weight, psychological projection, or emotional power dynamics. Mercury here indicates that friendships and alliances are not casual. They are binding, profound, and often catalytic. Sarah may come across as reserved or distant in large groups, but is deeply perceptive and mentally reactive to undercurrents of power and vulnerability in group settings. Her ability to read the room is sharp, but she may rarely speak what she knows unless she trusts the emotional container. Navamsha placement, Scorpio in 7th house, inner self of social bonds. The 7th house in Navamsha governs how the soul approaches contracts, partnerships, and public mirroring. With Scorpio here, Sarah's inner self navigates the world through high-stakes emotional bonds. There is a deep need to feel safe in revealing hidden truths, yet also a fear of betrayal or emotional exposure. This manifests socially as an enigmatic presence, someone who says little but knows much. With Mercury placed here, her communication is strategic, layered, and often emotionally encrypted. She may appear outwardly cordial, but internally evaluates every word and relationship for psychological depth. She doesn't trust easily, and once broken, social ties may never be restored. Integration, ethereal dreams versus psychic filters. Outward style, Pisces Mercury, socially sensitive, poetic, perhaps impressionable. She may idealize groups or mentors, and often prefers emotional resonance over intellectual rigor in collective settings. May hesitate to fully articulate thoughts in groups unless deeply aligned. Inward style, Scorpio Navamsha, deep psychological processing of interpersonal dynamics. Intellect is not surface level. It dissects emotion, loyalty, and power. Speech is filtered through instinctual protection mechanisms. Core conflict. Sarah longs for soul-aligned social connections, but her internal mechanism filters people through psychological scanning, fear of betrayal, and the need for emotional depth. This creates a gap between her idealistic hopes for community, Pisces, and the darker realities she detects beneath the surface, Scorpio. She may struggle to find groups where she can be both spiritually open and emotionally safe. Until that harmony is found, she may oscillate between idealizing groups that disappoint her or cutting off genuine allies for fear of emotional danger. Karmic implication of Mercury in Uttara Bhadrapada Fourth Pada. This Mercury carries ancestral karma around speech, silence, and service to collective structures. In past lives, Sarah may have spoken out prematurely or remained silent when truth was required. In this life, the lesson is to speak wisely, serve selectively, and bond only when safety is real, not fantasized. Gains in this life come when she balances her intellectual gifts with emotional maturity and accepts that not all social connections must be eternal or intense. Summary of 11th House Synthesis. Sarah's path of fulfillment is intimately tied to elevated discernment in relationships, especially friendships and community roles. Her Mercury brings a gift for soulful speech, but only when trust, safety, and emotional truth are present. While the Pisces 11th house gives her a yearning to connect with cosmic ideals and inspired souls, the Scorpio Navamsha Mercury shows that she must navigate these realms with caution, privacy, and inner integrity. Her soul matures by learning how to protect her energy without isolating her gifts, and how to contribute meaningfully without losing herself in the process. 12th house, Aries in Ashwini Nakshatra planets placed, Saturn in Ashwini Nakshatra, first pada, Navamsha Aries, 12th house, Sun in Ashwini Nakshatra, 3rd pada, Navamsha Gemini, 2nd house, Mars in Ashwini Nakshatra, 4th pada, Navamsha Cancer, 3rd house. Natal chart expression, subconscious patterns, isolation, liberation, and hidden karma. The 12th house signifies the unseen, dreams, detachment, spiritual release, foreign lands, hidden enemies, and subconscious behaviors. With Aries here, Sarah's inner world is not passive. It's impulsive, driven, and at times combative. The fire of Aries burns silently in the subconscious, causing internal restlessness, emotional impatience, and a karmic tendency to act first, reflect later. Ashwini Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the twin horsemen, divine physicians, brings themes of initiation, healing, speed, and cosmic rejuvenation. It marks beginnings, but in the 12th house, these starts are often invisible or unrecognized by the outer world. Let's break down how Saturn, Sun, and Mars uniquely operate through this energetic filter. First pada Navamsha Aries, 12th house. Saturn in the 12th house already speaks of hidden suffering, karmic delays, and spiritual lessons around isolation, responsibility, and loss. In Ashwini's first pada, which maps to Aries Navamsha, Saturn takes on a raw, unrefined, self-initiating tone, but is out of sync with its usual slow, cautious nature. This results in inner tension between the urge to move fast, Ashwini, and Saturn's need to go slow. The karmic pattern here involves failed starts, deep inner guilt, and a fear of being left behind or losing control in matters of retreat, solitude, or abandonment. Navamsha Aries' placement reinforces this isolation. A double Aries in the 12th makes Sarah independent to the point of emotional exile. She may appear self-sufficient, but harbors deep fatigue from holding herself upright through every karmic storm. Karmic note, she carries unfinished karma around abandonment, isolation, or imprisonment, perhaps a past life of exile, reclusion, or betrayal. Her healing lies in relearning how to trust divine timing and allowing support even in solitude. Sun in Ashwini, 3rd pada, Navamsha Gemini, 2nd house. The Sun in the 12th house suggests a hidden ego, one that shines when unseen. There may be a struggle with father figures, visibility, or receiving due credit. In Ashwini's third pada, Gemini Navamsha, the ego is more intellectualized. It needs recognition through words, ideas, or legacy rather than presence. Sarah may have been raised with messages that her identity must remain modest, or she may consciously dim her light to protect herself from envy or vulnerability. However, internally, she possesses sharp wit and brilliant communication potential, especially when dealing with spiritual or metaphysical themes. The Gemini Navamsha in the second house suggests that she desires to use her voice for nourishment, security, and lineage, but may keep her wisdom private or fear it won't be accepted. Her public silence may mask an inner eloquence seeking purpose. Karmic note: the sun here reflects past lives where pride or leadership may have led to downfall or spiritual exile. The correction is to lead from within. Speak truth not for glory, but for service and healing. Mars in Ashwini, fourth pada, Navamsha Cancer, third house. Mars in its own sign Aries and its own nakshatra Ashwini in the 12th house becomes a warrior trapped behind a veil. Sarah may experience subconscious urges to act, fight, or defend, but without understanding why or where they originate. Ashwini's fourth pada mapping to Cancer Navamsha gives this Mars an emotional, protective, and somewhat reactive tone. In Navamsha, Mars sits in Cancer in the third house, where its energy is less aggressive and more emotionally volatile, protective of siblings or inner narratives, and prone to emotional reactivity in speech or short-distance relationships. Mars here suggests internalized anger or a tendency to defend emotional wounds through silence, sarcasm, or withdrawal. Professionally or creatively, this Mars is incredibly potent for spiritual advocacy, subconscious healing, or channeling energy into quiet activism. But if unacknowledged, it may lead to physical exhaustion, emotional repression, or sudden outbursts. Karmic note: Mars here indicates unresolved conflicts from past lives, possibly battles that were never completed or emotional wars that were never spoken aloud. Her healing comes through emotional courage, learning when to act and when to let go. Integration: solitary fire versus silent wisdom. Saturn, Aries Navamsha, carries heavy solitude and guilt, needs patience and forgiveness for the self. Sun, Gemini Navamsha, hidden brilliance, learns to speak truth for healing rather than applause. Mars, Cancer Navamsha, emotional warrior with internalized rage, must learn to use courage for protection, not retaliation. Core conflict: Sarah's subconscious world is fiery, emotionally charged, and heavily karmic. She holds impulses to act, speak, and lead, but feels invisible, isolated, or burdened by responsibility. There's a push-pull between self-expression and self-erasure, especially in situations where ego, safety, and emotion collide. Karmic implication of Ashwini cluster in 12th. This triad reveals a soul undergoing internal purification through fire. The past carries themes of abandoned battles, unrecognized leadership, and suppressed action. Now she is tasked with healing impulsive patterns, reclaiming her voice, and channeling her fire not outwardly, but inwards, into sacred solitude, intuitive action, and dharmic restraint. Summary of 12th house synthesis. Sarah's 12th house houses a private battlefield of karma, instinct, and soul evolution. With Saturn, Sun, and Mars all in Ashwini, her subconscious is wired to initiate, but life continually teaches surrender. Her strength lies not in conquest, but in healing. Not in visibility, but in silent illumination. She is meant to be a hidden healer, a karmic warrior, and a silent light, one who leads from within, trusts her inner flame, and embraces solitude as a sacred rite of passage.